Sunday afternoon, 20 local bands will participate in a musical festival at Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale to raise money for a local woman battling cancer. The event is being organized by Jenna Melnicki of Jenna and the Soul Shakers. Last week, Jenna and her guitarist Tony Alvarez came to the Furman Garner Performance Studio to share the details of the event with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda. To begin their conversation, Jenna explained how she became a part of the Northwest Arkansas music scene a few years ago.
I moved to Northwest Arkansas about 5 years ago, and I had actually never been, I've been singing my whole life and a performer and everything, but I never had a band. And then I was doing vocal coaching at MDA Studios when it was at the mall in Fayetteville, and I worked with their show team. And then I joined a band, and then that kind of fell apart kind of quickly. And then we started Dr. Nola and the Soul Shakers, and that was really my first big band. And at the time, I loved it. And, you know, I just got hooked. And then about a year and a half ago, we had some transitioning in the band, and we changed it from Dr. Nola to actually Jenna and the Soul Shakers. And as soon as I took over the management aspect of the band, I kind of just was like, why am I not doing this? So I am a crazy person, and I gave up my big girl job to actually focus on music full time.
That's exciting.
So now I have Jenna and the Soul Shakers, which is my five piece, which I love. It's very funk driven. It's, you know, very high energy. We put on just one heck of a show. I dance around the stage like a crazy person, and it's so much fun. And then I have a trio. And the trio is much more like 60s R&B. We do awesome, like, three-part harmonies. And it's a lot of fun. And then Tony and I actually have an acoustic duo that we just started up. And then I do music therapy I work at the Magnolia Place in Rogers, which is a really beautiful Alzheimer's community. So I go there once a month and with the trio, and we sing for the residents. And then I have another facility in Bentonville, Village on the Parks. I go there every other Tuesday and sing for their memory care unit. So, and I do all stuff from like the, you know, 20s and 30s and 40s and that era. So just trying to incorporate music into every aspect of my life. So I would say over the past year is when I've really kind of, things have really taken off, and I've taken things more seriously and, you know, questioned my sanity on a pretty regular basis.
Well, it seems like you have quite the passion for it. If you're doing it in all of these, doing music in all of these different ways, how did you get into music originally? Is it just one of those things that was always there?
Yeah, it was kind of one of those natural things. Kind of the joke in my family is that I started singing before I started talking. So I've just always had music in my life. You know, there was a time I lived in Kansas for about 8 years, and I wasn't really able, there's just not much of a music scene there at all. So the only time I ever get to sing was at like this trashy little karaoke bar every other Saturday night. And when you're really passionate about something and you never get to use it, it kind of like kills your soul a little bit. So when I moved down here, you know, that was one of the things that attracted me. Of course, my whole family's here. Uh-huh. We're all from Boston, and we've all ended up in Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Okay.
So my mom, my dad, my brother, his family. I do have a brother that lives in Orlando. But yeah, we're all here. And then, you know, once I realized that I could actually be a musician here, it's just kind of when I was like, all right, I'm doing it. Uh-huh. We're doing it. So I enjoy it quite a bit.
So taking on another role, I guess, as festival organizer. Can I call you festival organizer now?
Apparently, yeah. Yeah, something like that.
So you're helping put together this one-day festival called Dancing for Diane.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. 20 bands.
20 bands, yes. We have three performance areas. It's at the Art Center of the Ozarks, which is just the most beautiful facility. It's I have the main stage, which we're calling Diane Stage. And then in the recital hall, I have a second stage, which will have like all of my duos and trios and whatnot. And then in the big open area, I'm going to have a section for like acoustic music. So no matter where you are, there's music going, and I've scattered the time. So, you know, there's just a little bit of an overlap. And no matter where you are, there's never a point in the day where there's not music playing. Mm-hmm. So it's really going to be incredible.
Can we talk a little bit about the inspiration behind it?
Yeah. So my mom, Diane Melnicki, is just one of the most amazing, like the most selfless person you'll ever meet. And we found out back in November that she was diagnosed with advanced stage 4 throat cancer. And she just has this massive, you know, tumor in her throat that's completely inoperable. And come to find out recently, the oncologist said it's the biggest throat tumor they've ever seen. And to which I was like, Mom, you don't have to win at everything. It's like, oh, goodness. So I had started playing around with the idea of, you know, putting together a benefit concert. And initially I was just thinking of like my band and, you know, maybe some of my friends' bands and just kind of get together and have a party and play some music. And then, so I was like, you know, putting some feelers out there, seeing what people thought. And then, you know, she had a scan done and they found spots in other areas. And when we got that news was kind of when I went ahead and pulled the trigger. And just the response that I've gotten in the community has been incredible. I've been completely blown away by everyone's generosity and wanting to be a part of this. It's just turned into this beautiful, inspiring event because I think that, you know, cancer has affected everyone on some level. You know, others more than most. Actually, one of my friend Brenda, she who's in Buddy Shoot and the Motivators, we basically found out almost on the same day that our moms both got diagnosed with cancer, and advanced cancer. So, you know, and her mom is out in Arizona. So I know for her, it's kind of like this. It makes her feel like she's helping her mom in a sense too, and just, you know, for kicking cancer in the butt. You know, just on a whole. So it's really every day I'm just blown away more and more and more. And, you know, we're facing some hard times. We didn't quite realize just how long this road was going to be when it started. You know, we found out she has other forms of advanced cancer as well. So it's not just the throat cancer, it's in other areas. So it's going to require a whole different set of treatment and surgeries and things. So my primary goal with all of this was, you know, I know that there is nothing I can do to help her health. Like, there's just nothing. But if I can raise enough money that my parents don't have to worry about how they're going to pay their mortgage and all the copays and all the home health supplies, because she has a trach and a feeding tube, and, you know, she basically requires 24/7 care at this time, which drives her crazy because she's very, you know, spunky and outgoing. And up until October, we had no idea anything was wrong. I threw a big surprise birthday party for her in July for her 70th birthday. And looking at the video, you would never guess that there was anything wrong. So everything just happened really fast and has been escalating really fast. So, and the bills are piling on really fast. And unfortunately, with our healthcare system, you know, it's like it's almost like you can't afford to have cancer, you know. So at least knowing that I can take the stress off of them worrying about, you know, are they going to lose the house? How's Dad going to afford food? Like, how are they going to get the home health supplies, all the surgeries, all the things? So I feel like I'm at least able to take care of them in some sense. So that's kind of been my driving force. We've already raised the folks at Hoppus Hawaiian Grill. I've been playing there for years. They, when they kind of heard what was going on, they decided to turn a show that I already had scheduled there into a benefit concert, just an impromptu thing. It was like a, you know, like a week notice. They're just like, we're going to do this for you. We love you, your family. And they helped raise $4,000 in one night. So between that and other donations, and we started up a GoFundMe page, it's probably somewhere around like $8,000 or $9,000 so far without the benefit. So
that's excellent.
Yeah, I don't know that I've ever been so determined about anything ever. So it's really coming together in an amazing way. Yeah, and I've done all this in about a 6-week period.
That's very impressive.
Yeah, I took 2 days off afterwards. I'm scheduling a coma.
That sounds like good management right
there. Yeah.
So all of this is happening, and tickets are $20 in advance, $25 at the door?
Yes, correct. And that does include food and beer. So I wanted to keep the ticket prices down. I know a lot of people told me I could have charged more, but I wanted to keep them down because, one, I didn't want someone not to be able to come because the tickets were, you know, $40. And then also just, I mean, I appreciate everyone has been so gracious and so generous. I just felt I wanted to make it so just everyone could be there and enjoy the day and just kind of celebrate my mom and, you know, the community that we have here and everything. So,
you know. Hopefully it is helpful. And It sounds like you put together a fun day, and you will be performing as well. Could we ask you to play a song?
Yes, absolutely. So I won't be, well, maybe I will perform this song at the festival. I don't know. You'll just have to buy a ticket and come and find out. but this is actually my mom's favorite song. She's loved this song for years, and there was one other time I think I had recorded it for her, but she doesn't know I'm going to sing this, so it'll be a surprise when she listens in. See trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and for you. I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed days, those dark sacred nights. To myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, pretty in the sky, also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying I love you. I see babies cry, I watch them grow. They know much more than I will ever know. I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yeah, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
That was Jenna Melnicki and her guitarist Tony Alvarez. She spoke with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda last week. Dancing for Diane, a festival of hope, is scheduled for noon to 10 p.m. Sunday at the Arts Center of the Ozarks in Springdale. Tickets are $20 in advance or $25 at the door and include access to a silent auction, beer from Bike Rack Brewing Company, and food from Hoppa's Hawaiian Bar and Grill, Blues Boys Barbecue, and Big Sexy Food. More information is available by searching the event on Facebook. We'll also add a link to the Eventbrite page on our website, ozarksatlarge.com.